Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in our next hour, we're going to be giving away a family four-pack of tickets to what's going to be a great event. It is every year, the San Gennaro Feast, the Italian and International Food and Music Festival at the M Resort. It runs May 10th through the 14th. We'll have tickets to give away today, and we'll have tickets to give away early next week as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I went for the first time last year. With some friends, and I had great time. Ran into Sigal Chadha and a whole bunch of other people. A lot of politicians were there, shaking hands, kissing babies. There was a bunch of that going on. But it looks like the weather's going to be great over the weekend for it. So very happy about that. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I rose above the noise and confusion just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The leader of Russia's Wagner Group says he will withdraw his troops from the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut by Wednesday in a dispute over ammunition.
Yevgeny Prigozhin is raising the stakes significantly by threatening to pull out of Bakhmut, a key battleground in the Russia-Ukraine war. In a statement issued early on Friday, he said his Wagner private military company will leave the town on the 10th of May after, he said, envious military bureaucrats deliberately starved his unit of ammunition. We knew that there was no love lost between Russia's top brass and Wagner, but Yevgeny Prigozhin's threats take their confrontation to a new level.
That's BBC correspondent Vitaly Shevchenko reporting. Florida has expanded its school voucher program to all parents with children in elementary, middle, and high school. Governor Ron DeSantis told the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt it gives all parents the freedom to seek out the best education for their child.
And it's what we call an education savings account. So instead of a scholarship, you're going to have an account, and then you direct where the money goes. So, yes, a lot of that money will go to tuition if they choose to go to a private school, but it could also go to tutoring. It could also go to other type of education services.
DeSantis says the freedom is paying off for parents, with Florida earning the number one spot for best education rankings released this week by U.S. News and World Report. In a settlement agreement last year, TurboTax's owner Intuit was ordered to pay $141 million to low-income consumers who were deceived into paying TurboTax to file their federal returns despite being eligible for free federally supported tax services. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 546 points, the Nasdaq rose 269. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief, it's natural pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Form is the heavyweight champion of the world.
Now, experience the movie based on the miraculous story of George Foreman.
George Foreman ain't no new champ. He is the new chump.
Foreman is down.
I'm not going to box anymore. I'm going to follow God.
It's the greatest comeback story of all time.
There's only two things I know how to do. Box and preach. And preaching won't pay the bills.
Foreman's 45 years old. The risk isn't losing. It's surviving.
How can you beat that man?
I'm going to lose my way.
Big George Foreman. Now playing exclusively in movie theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. When it comes to car insurance, Nevada ranks as one of the most expensive in the country. The average cost of full coverage in the Silver State's $2,779 a year. That's $765 higher than the national average, 43rd out of the 50 states. Las Vegas drivers on average pay more than $2,800 per year. Local insurance officials say Las Vegas drivers pay more for insurance due to the 24/7 economy, the influx of visitors, and our dense population. The Vegas Golden Knights are going to have a new local TV partner next season. Team officials say their new multi-year agreement with Scripps Sports will make it easier for the fans to watch the games. The deal will put the majority of the Golden Knights' preseason, regular season, and the first-round playoff games on KMCC 34 locally. Now, some of the games are going to be simulcast on Channel 13, which Scripps Sports' parent company also owns. After their Wednesday win, the Vegas Golden Knights have become a favorite at some local sportsbooks to win the Stanley Cup. The Golden Knights are now 4-1 favorites at Station Casinos to capture the cup, while the Circus Sportsbook has Las Vegas at plus 575 fourth pick.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for a few accidents there on the streets right now. Bonanza at Mojave, injuries in that one. Also a crash, University Center at Naples. Got a hit and run. That's E Street at Washington. And watch for a fender bender, that's Sands at Manhattan Street.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, we got tickets to give away a little bit later on in the hour to the San Gennaro Feast, the Italian and International Food and Music Festival at the M Resort. And I was there last year. It's coming up again May 10th through the 14th. I've got a family four-pack of tickets to give away. We'll do that coming up later in the show. First, though, I want to take you down to Brownsville, Texas. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of DHS, is in southern Texas along our border. He was in McAllen earlier, is in Brownsville as we speak, and he took time to give a quick news conference. Didn't take any questions, but made a statement along our southern border. Here it is.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Chief Chavez. The situation at the border is a very serious one, a very challenging one, and a very difficult one. Every single day and every single night, day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the United States Border Patrol agents are keeping our border secure. They are an extraordinary workforce, and I am, and this country is, incredibly grateful for them. The situation is indeed very difficult. I was in McAllen yesterday, and I'm in Brownsville today. And what the purpose of my trip is to review our operations and to see our planning for the end of Title 42 in action. I met with Border Patrol agents. I have met with our extraordinary Office of Field Operations personnel of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I met at Port Isabel with our Immigration and Customs Enforcement personnel, with local community leaders, law enforcement leaders, with nonprofit organizations as well. As Chief Chavez said, this requires a community response to a challenge to our communities. And that is indeed what we are bringing, a community response. It is no different across the entire region, across the entire Western Hemisphere. This is a regional challenge that requires regional solutions. It is not unique to the southern border of the United States, and I've spoken about this before. And therefore, 3 weeks ago, I was in Panama to meet with our Panamanian and Colombian partners, and we agreed to surge enforcement operations to prevent individuals from entering the very dangerous and treacherous Darien at the hands of ruthless smugglers. Earlier this week, the President's Homeland Security Advisor met with the President of Mexico and agreed upon an enforcement surge in the south of Mexico to prevent individuals from being exploited by smugglers, as those vulnerable individuals are misinformed by the smugglers and brought to the southern border only to be returned. A regional challenge requires a regional solution. Let me give you a brief overview of our approach. As we indicated last week, we are building lawful pathways that will provide a safe an orderly way for individuals who qualify for relief under United States law to reach the United States safely. We are building on the success of our parole processes that we announced on January 5th for the Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. We saw a 95% drop in the number of encounters of those individuals at our southern border because we built lawful pathways for them to access. And that is the model that we are building upon. Last Thursday, Secretary of State Tony Blinken and I announced the development of regional processing centers in different parts of South and Central America to enable individuals to access lawful pathways from those regional processing centers, whether they qualify for refugee processing, whether they qualify for our existing and expanding family reunification programs, whether they present acute vulnerabilities that may qualify them for humanitarian parole on a case-by-case basis. We are reaching the people where they are. It is not only our security obligation, it is our humanitarian responsibility to cut the smugglers out, and that is indeed what we are doing. We are building pathways. At the same time, we will deliver consequences for individuals who arrive at our southern border irregularly. That is our commitment and our obligation as a way of cutting the smugglers out and taking care of the safety and needs of individuals who qualify for relief. In a post-Title 42 environment, we will be using our expedited removal authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code. That allows us to remove individuals very quickly. We will, by May 11th, finalize the rule that we published in a proposed format that provides that individuals who do not access our lawful pathways will be presumed to be ineligible for asylum and will have a higher burden of proof to overcome that presumption of ineligibility. We are building lawful pathways, and we are delivering consequences for those who do not use those meaningfully accessible pathways. The message is very clear. We are coming with the relief that our laws provide to the individuals in need. The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th. And the smugglers who exploit vulnerable migrants are spreading misinformation. They are spreading false information, lies, in a way to lure vulnerable people to the southern border, and those individuals will only be returned. To the individuals themselves who are thinking of migrating, do not believe the smugglers. Please access the official government publications. Please access the official government information on the Department of Homeland Security website for accurate information, because you are being deceived and you are risking your lives and your life savings only to meet a consequence that you do not expect at our southern border. To meet our objectives, we have been and continue to surge resources, personnel, transportation capabilities, airplanes to effect a greater number of removals every week, additional facilities, the remarkable facility that the United States Border Patrol set up here in collaboration with the community of Brownsville. This was set up in just 72 hours. We are surging resources. Earlier today, we also announced the distribution of additional funds to border communities, nonprofit organizations, and several interior cities to meet their needs in their partnership with us to address the situation at our border and to address the humanitarian needs of migrants. We distributed approximately $330 million more dollars today for the benefit of those organizations. We have a plan. We are executing on that plan. I have come to McAllen and Brownsville to see firsthand that plan in action. Fundamentally, we are working within a broken immigration system that for decades has been in dire need of reform. That is a fact about which everyone agrees. And we urge Congress to fix our broken immigration system. And until then, we will do everything that we can within our authorities to provide an orderly and safe pathway for individuals who qualify for relief under the laws of the United States of America. Thank you. And with that,
There you go. Alejandro Mayorkas at a news conference just about an hour ago in Brownsville, Texas. He was in McAllen yesterday. In fact, he was probably in the same briefing room that I was in last week, believe it or not. Last Wednesday, I was in McAllen at a briefing room at the Border Patrol, and I'm guessing that's the same briefing room that they use for Secretary Mayorkas. Anyway, that's the story. Tell me why I don't feel better about this situation. May 11th is coming up next week, and I'm just going to tell you, it's a very scary thought what's going to happen. There are people poised. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people poised in Mexico, ready to come across our southern border, and it's going to happen. The question is what the secretary said today, is it going to make – it doesn't make me feel any better. Does it make you feel any better? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love what's been going on Fox News over the course of the last few nights. Last night, John Solomon from Just the News talked with Hannity about new allegations against Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. Let's cut three. Listen to this.
Mike Morrell, in fact, told John Brennan in October 2020 that he's organizing this letter of 51 intel experts. By the way, Tony Blinken led the effort about the Hunter Biden laptop being a Russian influence operation because he wanted to give Joe Biden's campaign, quote, a talking point to push back on Donald Trump during the last presidential debate of the 2020 election. That doesn't sound like intel officials caring about the truth or caring about telling the American people the truth.
They didn't. Listen, the CIA Directors Club is an exclusive small club. People that this country trusted to run our entire intelligence apparatus. They derive their credibility from the American people for the trust that we placed in him. We, the American taxpayers, gave them the responsibility of running the most powerful spy agency in the world. And they took those bona fides and they took those credentials. This letter shows, this email between two CIA directors to try to create a political outcome and an election and then portray it as an organic intelligence warning.